Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for letting me do this on the phone. I really appreciate that.
No, of course. Yeah, no. Thank you for coming on.
For sure.
So I guess I should give a shout out to our mutual friend, Rob McCallum from the hearing station for helping dial this up. So I'm just texting him back and forth today saying, hey, by the way, I'm finally, and let me just say, sorry for it's taking so long to get you on. I think we started initially getting this ball rolling in like April or May of this year. It's been five or six months.
It hasn't, but no worries at all.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm back and forth with Rob, and I say, hey, I'm finally talking to Sarah. I'm like, give me some dirt. And he goes, well, she's a stinking Senators fan. And I said, I don't know if I want to bring that up after last night.
After yesterday, yes.
Yeah.
It's been a while since the Sens have won in Canuck territory, so I feel like I was deserving of that win last night.
Yeah, I said, I just feel like she's gonna just kind of rub that in, though, if I probably brought that up. let's get to the reason why people might know you. Is from Big Brother Canada 2.
Yes.
Walk us through the steps of how you got onto that show. What was the first thing you had to do to get that ball rolling?
So the audition process is really interesting, and anyone who's been there for the first part, to be honest, I didn't know anybody who had been on the show, either U.S. or Canada. I'd been a big fan of the U.S. version for a number of years. And I don't think it surprised anyone who knew me that I was thinking about auditioning. Mm-hmm. And of course, the morning comes. It's you got to wake up early to if you want to get a good spot in line. And that morning, we woke up. The alarm went off. My sister actually, she was the one that was really encouraging me to audition, and she stayed over the night before because she was going to come with me. And the alarm went off at 6:30, and I just looked at her like, this is just too early. And she stuck her finger right in my face. She's like, we're going.
Younger or older sister?
Younger.
Okay.
Younger. Yeah, and so we went. We stood in line. The initial part is you audition in front of a casting director, and they usually put you in groups. So the first audition is a group audition, and they just kind of ask you questions. Why do you think you're going to be good on the show? The questions that you would typically expect. But I'm thinking what they're looking for is what you would be like. I don't know if you've ever seen the show, but there's something called the diary room where house guests go and kind of give a narration of what's been going on, or they're asked questions and you answer it. And so I think what they're doing is just trying to get a feel for how you would be for that part of the show. And then, as the process moved along, I remember thinking to myself, wow, like this is actually starting to become a reality, and you have to ask yourself now at this point, is this really something I want to do? Because I don't think you really believe in that first audition that you actually have a shot of getting on the show. So it was pretty crazy.
It must be weird to watch the show now, hey? Like, do you think you were fairly portrayed?
Yeah, I definitely think that, that's one thing that I find interesting now that I've been on the show is when I hear people complaining about how they were portrayed. And the truth is, I feel like everyone on my season was relatively accurately portrayed. Mm-hmm. The problem is there's only so much airtime and you're being filmed 24 hours a day. So it is possible they take your worst moments and air them, but those are still you. You're still doing those things.
So,
when you watch the show afterwards, after you've been a part of it, it does take some of the magic away from it for sure. But, it's just a cool thing to have been a part of.
Yeah. What was the reaction of those that, the closest to you, your friends and your family and...
So I think, I don't think anyone was really surprised. If I could do crazy things like that, I would. But for the most part, I think I was, I was cast to be the mom, the level-headed person in the house. And I think I came across that way. I felt really good when I came off the show and I saw that I didn't jeopardize my integrity or behave in a way that embarrassed me, just to win the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any words of advice for future reality TV contestants?
I think I would just, and lots of people told me this ahead of time, I would just caution people that it really is a lot harder emotionally when you are done than I expected. And there's a lot that comes with the aftermath of being part of that show. You've kind of opened your life up publicly, and if you're on social media and that kind of thing, you are susceptible to a lot of negative things. And so just be prepared for that, and remember that it doesn't matter what people that you've never met think. What matters is what your friends and family think, and the people in your life, and just and hold on to that.
Great advice. What TV shows are you right now watching? Like, what's grabbing your attention and your binge watching?
Oh my gosh. So I literally, probably about 45 minutes before this conversation, I didn't even finish it, but I finally got around to watching The Walking Dead premiere.
Oh.
And I walked out halfway through because I can't.
Haven't seen it myself yet, but I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan of the show. And of
you
course,
are,
the way
eh?
That they ended that season six.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, I won't spoil it for anyone out there, but I couldn't finish it. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to continue with this season. To me, it's kind of crossed a line now that I don't know that my heart can handle it. So we will, we'll see how it is next week. But I'm a big fan of those Walking Dead. I love Game of Thrones.
Vikings?
You know what? I haven't started that one yet, but I've heard it's definitely
good.
On my list.
Yeah, it's good. If you like those
other two.
Yeah, it's
at the point now where there's so many good shows.
I know, right?
That I now
so
have a
little
list.
Time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who are your favorite actors?
Okay, so I'm 35 years old, so if that tells you anything, my favorite actors are still Johnny Depp and Leonardo DiCaprio. Those are going to be my two faves.
She must have been
screaming
when Leo finally gets, you know, how did it take him that long to win?
It's honestly,
amazing roles, amazing
unbelievable
actor.
Roles.
Yeah.
Unbelievable roles, and he's just so good, so... it was nice to finally see him win.
Do you make it to the movies very often?
My kids are a little older now. We definitely were at the movies a lot when they were younger. But, I'm a big movie theater girl. I think the experience of being there is awesome. So, we do try to go as much as we can.
What's the wheelhouse? Like, what are you going specifically for? Is there a genre? Do you care about that stuff? Or good movie's a good movie?
A good movie is a good movie. Our family, we're a big fan of the action movies, so all the Marvels and the comic movies we love. Of course, I love a good rom-com, so that's a good girls' night movies. I've got
sneaking
my kids
a little
are 11.
Bottle of wine in with the purse. And
yeah. Well, now they have the VIP section.
That's right.
You
now you can.
To, you
yeah. Now you don't have
anymore.
To sneak in anymore. That's awesome.
Exactly. But we see a lot of cartoons too because I've got young kids and they really are doing such a good job with those movies now.
Wasn't Zootopia just mind-blowing?
Amazing. And just the storyline, how relevant it was. Like, I loved it.
You're talking about the action flicks and the Marvel and all that. Did you see the Batman Superman? What'd you think of that?
I wasn't overly... I didn't leave the theater and just think, wow.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hate it. I wouldn't give it a bad review, but it wasn't mind-blowing to me.
Did you like Star Wars better?
I did, yeah. And I'd never been a Star Wars fan as a kid. My husband
Shut
was
up,
the
really?
One.
Shut up, this conversation. I think where there's a
I know my
the phone line.
Already?
I don't know what happened to Sarah. But
I innocent.
Yeah, really, seriously. Yeah, no, it wasn't a franchise that it didn't grab you as a kid?
It wasn't, and I think part of it is because I grew up with a single mom with all girls, and so it just wasn't something that we were watching in the house. And so when my husband he had the same reaction as you, he was just horrified.
Well, I'm sure everybody is like, what?
I know. Everyone's turning off their...
Yeah, no doubt.
Turning the volume down now. I've become a huge fan. And I watched them later on in life.
You're doing amazing
and now,
things with that movie.
Oh,
it's amazing.
So good.
Yeah. How about Suicide Squad? I haven't seen that yet.
Suicide Squad, I took the girls to that. They loved it. I also enjoyed it. I don't think there was anything... I think it's getting to the point where there's a lot of that kind of stuff out now, but it was a great movie. Yeah.
If you could have a superpower, which one would you pick?
Oh, boy.
I know. I should have probably told you. This is a loaded question. It's going to take you forever to think about, but...
Yeah,
you know,
I
so
think
many
probably
awesome.
Being invisible.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
Yeah, it would be. I think just to be able to kind of sneak in and out of places, hear conversations.
Mm-hmm. You know, I asked this of most of my guests, and I've gotten some amazing answers over the years.
Oh, yeah?
Stop time.
Ooh.
Teleport.
Yes.
You know, being able to teleport somewhere with a weight that you could carry.
Wow.
To a place that you've been before and your mind knows it, and boom, it could just take you there.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be an awesome superpower?
Yeah, that guest is definitely on point for sure.
I think they're smoking bowls. What kind of music are you into?
I like, I'm a huge Headley fan.
Yeah, great guys too.
Like, I absolutely, that is one concert that I will never miss. They are just such great entertainers.
Yeah, aren't they phenomenal? Like, the musicianship, Jake's everything. Fronting of the band. He's, like, one of the best frontmen Canada's ever produced.
Totally. I'm just, like, I could go on and on. They're just amazing. But I would say kind of, like, rock, pop, top 40s I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my radio station flips back and forth throughout the day, but... Yeah, I'm pretty easy with stuff like that.
Right. Did you ever get into the Veer Union?
No.
Which is basically the guys from Headley. It's the only reason I'm bringing this up is because the guys from Headley made Headley with Jacob after they kind of left the guy from Crispin from the Veer Union, or Crispin grabbed new members or whatever, however that shook out. I maybe presented it wrong there, but... So it's basically the Veer Union Jacob is that band. Yeah, it's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, the scene in Vancouver is pretty amazing. It's been pretty awesome the whole time that I've lived here as a you know, radio guy or podcaster now.
Yeah.
It's a really great scene, man. We have some incredible players.
Very cool.
Incredible, yeah. Yeah.
What
was your first concert?
My first concert was New Kids on the Block.
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's my era, and I still go to every Backstreet Boys concert. Also, it brings me back to my teen years. But it was a good old New Kids.
What do you remember from that show?
I think the sheer volume.
Yeah.
How my ears rang.
Kids.
I'd never felt that feeling in my ears when I left the concert for the first time and just, like, literally couldn't hear.
Like, it's not... Have you heard, right, in the news in just the last couple of weeks, Justin Bieber's basically told his fans, like, dude, you guys gotta chill out, man.
Yeah,
like,
I did
in between songs, it's like, you know, it's just almost too much, and you can kind of see where he's coming from, you know, when it's just... It's almost Beatlemania stuff where...
The Justin Bieber craze is so insane, and it does actually aggravate me a little to hear people trash talking him, because what he experiences in life is so unlike what anyone else experiences. This poor kid, and I know people say, oh, poor kid, he's got all this money, he's famous, but I do feel for him, honestly. I really do.
Yeah, same. I imagine what you would be like at his age with his money. I'd be making the news way more.
I feel like when people were, you know, coming down on him for peeing in buckets at egging houses, I thought to myself,
"Well, he's 15.
Could you imagine if people had videoed you at that age?
Yeah,
like, is that what you were doing, or was it a lot worse?"
Exactly. Give me a break. I think that he's, he's matured as an artist for sure. I didn't like his stuff initially.
Yeah.
But his latest record is phenomenal.
Great.
Are you kidding
me?
So he's a hit machine.
Oh, I'm so happy you think that.
Yeah, he's a hit machine. It's just out of control.
Let
me throw a curveball your way.
Ooh.
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
A near-death experience? I didn't have a near-death experience, I don't think. No, I've had a couple scares where I was really scared. But I don't think I came anywhere close to, like, seeing the light or anything like that.
Yeah.
I wish I had something fun to give you, but
no,
I don't.
You do, because I want to hear about the scared stories then.
The scare story, the most recent one was I was with my kids. We were in Aruba. We were on vacation, and we took some sea dudes out for a little trip, and we got... we got a little too close to land. The waves were a little heavy, and my daughter and I got thrown onto shore, kind of really far out where there was nobody.
Wow.
And it was really tough to try and get back on the Sea-Doo. So I ended up having to, because she was so slow, I ended up having to jump on the Sea-Doo fast, get out of the wave, and then she had to swim out to me. And that was pretty scary.
Yeah.
When you had to drive off and leave your kid on this little island in the middle of the ocean. So that was that's one that still, if I think about it, I can have the feeling of being back there and how scary that was.
Yeah, the pressure starts in your throat.
Totally. You know?
Yeah,
totally.
You're a mortgage broker, is that correct?
I am, yeah.
How long have you been doing this for?
So I've been a broker for about 10, almost 11 years now.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a wild industry. It's got ups and downs. And I originally got into it because I just like helping people. And I remember going through my experience and how a broker helped me. And I thought it was a great way. I kind of lost my way a little. Wasn't sure where I was going to go career-wise.
Okay.
And my girlfriend said, "You'd be amazing at this. You love helping people." And so I got into the industry. And yeah, 11 years going strong. Finally, in the last 3 years, I work from home, so I get to do a lot more with my kids, which is awesome. And yeah.
Do you think that Vancouver's real estate market is in for a fall? I was reading something the other day that we should expect the market to drop 20% in the very near future.
Yeah, I mean, those kinds of things are honestly really hard to predict. I think that on a scale of where other major cities are, we're still pretty average, to be honest.
Yeah.
But things just went so crazy this summer, and prices and sales were so high that I think it's not going to necessarily drop, but it's going to kind of level off to where it should have stayed before the summer hit.
Right, but the prices right now in Vancouver are where they should be. I mean, it's Vancouver, for crying out loud.
I think so. I mean, land here now is very valuable, and so if you're looking at it that way, I don't really think we're that crazy compared to, again, some of the major cities. I just think it's sad because it's tougher for young families to get into the market. And, of course, with all these mortgage changes that are coming down the pipeline, it's even harder. So I hear the frustration in the generation of people who are just starting to look for homes or wanting to get into the market.
In. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at this point, unless your parents, give you a huge down payment or
even
you
then.
Bought 10 years ago, It's almost impossible to get in.
Yeah, for me, that was when I got in about maybe 11, almost 12 years ago.
Yeah, so the perfect time.
Yeah, I grabbed this little little loft on Wall Street, right by the train tracks
amazing.
There. It was amazing. 18-foot ceilings, it was
wow.
like 860 square feet. I got it for $220.
Wow.
Turned around and sold that 5.5 years later for, close to $380 or something like that.
Crazy.
And found a place 6 years ago that we're currently living in for $540.
Wow. Was that right after the market dipped a little bit? Right after the crash?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
yeah, it would have been around 2008, 2009.
Yeah, like we just hit at both times were just amazing because we're probably, I would say, conservatively 600,000 or 700,000 in equity in our house now.
Yeah.
Because paying down the down payment. Exactly. Because you could take that now and go anywhere in Canada and buy the place and not have the mortgage.
I remember. Yeah, it was a couple, I think it was back around 2010, 2011, and I saw a little mini-series that they had done. I can't remember which station did it, but basically what they did was they took $500,000 and they went to every kind of major city in Canada. And, of course, in Vancouver, it was a teardown in Burnaby for $500,000.
I know, isn't that disgusting?
And, you go up to PEI, and it's like a mansion, castle, whole island.
Right on the rocks, and water's crashing up. And
exactly. It was wild just to see the difference in all the provinces for
amazing.
What that could get you.
Yeah, it really is amazing. I personally, and the reason why I ask you this is, and I'm not in the industry at all, I have no idea about mortgage brokering. I don't know really anything about the real estate per se, as in besides just me buying a couple places here. But right. I just don't see it ever going down because it is Vancouver. And there,
and
there
even
are,
if it dips a little bit,
it's going to go up and keep going
is.
Up
History
because
shows
people have
if
money.
You hold on to, exactly. And if you hold on to a property for 10 years, you're going to make money on it. So, you know, that's what historically that just is fact. So regardless, if you know, people are asking me all the time, should I wait? Should I wait? And at the end of the day, if you know, it's always a gamble, but if you buy now and things dip, you're going to go back up by the end of the 10-year cycle anyway. So it's always a good investment.
Your website is www.sarahbessmiller.com.
.com. You got it.
And same thing for Twitter.
Yes, Twitter is Sarah Bess Miller.
Sorry it's taken so long to get you on. I won't be such
Oh my gosh, don't apologize.
Sarah, thank you so much for your time. I had a great talk.
Thank you, Todd. Talk to you again.